Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we are so glad to be with you once more and again, you, and you. Yes, praying that you're doing well. And if you're not, call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air, you know, and tell us what it is you want us to pray for and who also, you know, and we will gladly do that, you know, because we do want you well. We appreciate you for listening. Yes, we do. And we want to make sure you continue to listen, because we are going to help you get well today. Yes, we will. Whatever the case is, we pray for the situation also. We are doing that today also. Now, it's up to you, okay? Tell me, how's the weather? Wherever you are, you know. Some people have snow and some have rain, some have tornadoes and all these things. And I just want to know, how is the weather where you are? We are looking at today a beautiful day here. Yes. This is Pastor G.W. Chi Reporter coming to you from outskirts of Orlando, Florida. Yes, and the birds are flying, just flying beautifully up there in the sky, and it's a beautiful day today. Don't look like any rain in sight thus far, but you never know, do you, how God is going to work. But we thank God for you today. And we're going to have a prayer for my own sister Diane. I had to call you back.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, giving you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you, Lord Father God, for this day, Lord Father God. Father God, as we pray today, we ask you to continue, Lord Father God, to keep us, Lord Father God, in your good grace, Lord Father. Father God, today I pray for Raymond Jr., Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body, Lord Father. Father God, we're looking for the praise report, Lord Father God, when his feeding tube is removed, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch his parents right now. Give them the strength, Lord Father God, that they continually need in you. We hold to you, Lord Nakima, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out for her right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Gary Dunkley right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, for the healing, Lord Father God, to his body and mind right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Damon Thomas right now, Lord Father, asking for guidance right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch his mind also right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray also for Stephen right now, praying for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch the immune system right now, Lord Father. For we know nothing is too hard for you in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, today we pray, Lord Father God, for the pastors right now, Lord. We pray, Lord Father God, for the fivefold ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we say have your way, Lord Father God. Father God, we asking today, Lord Father, for a shield of protection, Lord Father God, round about them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, that they are able, Lord Father God, to stand, Lord Father God, giving your true word, Lord Father God. Father God, touch, Lord, Father God, their minds right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch them, Lord, Father God, that they're able, Lord, Father God, to continue, Lord, Father God, to stand, Lord, Father God, upon your word, Lord, Father God. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for those, Lord, Father God, and the family members, Lord, Father God, in that shooting, Lord, Father God, in Texas, Lord, Father God, at that church, Lord, Father. Give them peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Comfort those, Lord, Father God, that are so distraught, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We even thank you, Lord, Father God, for this broadcast, Lord, Father God, how we continue, Lord, Father God, to reach, Lord, Father God, across this nation, Lord Father, touching and healing, Lord Father God, those, Lord Father God, that listen, Lord Father God, to the word, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch, Lord Father God, our listeners, Lord Father God, that listen, Lord Father God, on a continual basis, Lord Father God. You know what they need right now, Lord Father God. Saturate their homes right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for it already being done right now, Lord Father. And Father God, I ask you, Lord Father God, to cover my apostle, Lord Father God, as you bring forth the word right now, Lord Father. Put a shield of protection, Lord Father God, round about her, Lord Father, as she bring forth this word. And we cancel each and every assignment and every sending mechanism that was sent forth to this broadcast. We cancel it and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we say just have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. And don't forget to send in your requests, because we know that there are places that some of you may be from, these places that are devastated in the, by the shootings, earthquakes, hurricanes. You may have relatives there, and we want to help you pray, okay? We want to help you pray for them, because we feel your pain. It could be any of us. It could happen to any of us, but by the grace of God. And this is the only thing that we have, is the grace of God that will prevent it from happening around to us. We don't know if it will come around or not, but we're praying that it don't. We're praying that these things be annulled out of the system of the world. Because, you know, God wants us to love one another, you know. He wants us to love, not do all this hating and being angry about everything and nothing, and it don't mean a thing what you're angry about. It's just nonsense, a whole lot of stuff. I know you say, but it's not nonsense to them. No, because the enemy has just slipped in and told them it's all right to do that. That's what it should be done, you know. So listen, just call us 347-873-9925. You know, we want to pray with you and for you. All right, bless God, hallelujah. Well, let me get you a little short word today. Okay, a house is made of walls and beams. A home is built with love and dreams. A house is made of walls and beams. A home is built with love and dreams. How is your house built? Hallelujah, Jesus, you know. Today is a good day. Every day is good to me when I can wake up. Oh, yes, and smell the coffee. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. That shows I'm still alive. Hallelujah. How about you? Is every day a good day to you, or are you going to not think it's a good day? Oh, I'm sorry today. I shouldn't have got up. This is a bad day, you know. I got up on the wrong side of the bed. When you figure it out, tell me which side is wrong. Okay? Long as you can get out, every side is right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, think about it now. Just think about what we say. I got up on the wrong side of the bed today. Because you mad? Huh? Who you mad with? Who made you mad on the other side of the bed? Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. But God is good to us, y'all. We gonna talk a little bit today about this battle we're in, okay? This battle that you're in, this battle that every one of us in, some type of battle, Some type of battle we're in. Okay, I'm going to read one scripture, Luke 12:49. Jesus said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? Now, he came to send fire on the earth. This is what Jesus is saying. And guess what? It already started. Huh? It has already started. That's all it means is it has already started. That's what it means. And what does kindle mean? To start. Start the burning. We're going to start something. Huh? Are you ready to start something? To stir up something? Are you ready to cause some type of glow or something to start showing up, flaring up? You say, why are you asking this? It's time for you to start a fire. You see? It is time for you to start a fire. Now, you've been burnt out. You got nothing but the embers left. And now we're going to have to fan the fire. Fan the fire so it can start to burn again. This is what we want to do today, because when the fire go out, you can't seem to do anything. You can't get motivated. You just don't have nothing to say, and you're lost for words, and anything else you want to call it, you can call it, because what? Your fire done gone out. Now, you know, when a fire starts, and it starts to blaze, right? And it starts to flaring up. It'll flare up. Well, now think about it now. You flared up for a while, and then you burned out because you didn't keep the flame burning, okay? And I thought about that eternal flame they got with these soldiers and all over in Washington somewhere there in the cemetery over there, Arlington, that's it, thank you. And I thought about that. Eternal flame. Now, we would love to have eternal flame, wouldn't we? But Jesus came to get the fire to burn it. But now, what happened to us is that we allowed it to burn, but so long, and then what? It goes out. Things go out. People make it go out. You blame everybody but yourself. Why your fire gone out? But you didn't tend to the fire. You didn't keep stirring up the sparks so the flame can continue to burn and put some more fuel on there. You know, let that anointing come forth. Do you get the picture of what we're talking about, what I'm talking about now? See, the fire is always ready to burn. But it's depend on you, your decision, whether you want a flame, a big flame, or you want the embers, or you just want the ashes. Now, which one do you want? Now, it spreads. It can spread. I like that. Now, you say, let everybody catch on fire. There's a song, I think, I don't know exactly how it goes, but it's talk about catch on fire. Everybody, catch on fire. If your fire burning high enough, something else going to catch on fire. Somebody else going to catch on fire. You hear me? You go into church, you come expecting something. You bring your matches with you so you can start a fire. Mm-hmm. And them matches is what? It lights up the Holy Ghost in there, begin to be illuminated, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And when it's illuminated, what happens? Somebody else will catch on fire. Now, when somebody, the worship leader, got to be on fire to get the rest of the congregation to catch on fire. And as they begin to praise and worship the Lord, what happens is what? The pastor catch on fire, and we can preach you a good, hot, fiery message. He or she, you see? And the thing is, we come in so bogged down with the cares of the world. Mm-hmm. We want enter to doors. He say enter with thanksgiving and praise. We enter in with complaints and grumblings. And therefore the Holy Ghost ain't coming in with all them complaints and grumblings. You remember in Acts now, when the Holy Ghost fell, everybody was on one accord. You ain't got one over here complaining, one over here grumbling, one over here mumbling. You know, and it coming in with expectation. Jesus told us to be here in Acts. He told them to be there, to go and wait. Go and wait, huh? Come to church, and you come looking for somebody else to pump your fire up, you know. And nobody want to pump your fire. They're trying to get a fire they self started. All right, so you come with your mind made up that you're going to start something up in here. Hallelujah. You say, oh, Lord, I'm going to start something up in here. And you start your hallelujah. You start your glory to God instead of mumbling and grumbling and complaining and everything. Just start praising God. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. It don't matter what's going on in my home. It don't matter what's going on in my job. It just don't matter at all if you don't like me. I'm going to praise him anyhow. High because he loved me. Ooh, and he told me I love you too. And I got to love you, so I'm going to praise God till you catch on fire. And I'm going to stand near you so you can get a whiff of the smoke. And when that smoke come up into your nostril and it begin to move you, and then when it begin to move you, you're going to have to move on up a little higher. Oh, you're going to have to get out the way or get burned. Oh, my God, my God. See, we going to start this blaze the going here today. We're going to do that right now. Just let you know that there's a fire in the midst. Now, let me tell this to you. There's friendly fires, okay, too, now. Mm-hmm. There's fires that are not so friendly. There's ones that's friendly. So now you decide what fire you're going to be. What is a fire anyway? What do you think the fire does, huh? The fire is going to burn, right? It's burned something, huh? And fire has to start with some fuel. Hmm? Is that right? Yeah. Now, let me tell you, I look up a few things, and there's three classes of fuels: solids, liquids, and gases. Okay, the solid would be coal and wood. The liquid would be oil and gasoline. Gases could be natural gas or hydrogen, anything of that sort. Oxygen, hydrogen, it can become a gas, and it become what? A flame, do you see? And it's either friendly or it's an enemy. Okay, so now you figure out what it is, because think about when a fireman go to a fire, is called to a fire. He had to be prepared, don't he? So now when you come to the house of God, and you know Jesus will say he done already started the fire anyhow, now it's time for you to jump on in there. Jump in the fire and start the flaming around, you know, like a flaming sword. You start catching that sword all around. Praises, praises. See the praises going back and forth, back and forth. And somebody going to catch a fire after a while. You don't just grab them. Just take your hand and grab them. Say, come on, honey. Don't sit there like a lop on a whip, on a limb. You just get on up and start praising God, glorifying and magnifying. Let me see, because, see, God done started the fire for us. And he gave us all the equipment we need. Did you hear what I'm saying? To fight any unfriendly fight. Did you hear what I'm saying? He gave you the equipment to fight what? The unfriendly fight. Not the friendly fight now. The unfriendly fight. You be the friendly fight. But the unfriendly ones, you got to fight. So he gave you some. Let's run over here and show you what he gave you in Ephesians the 6th chapter. What did he give us? Let me read a little bit. He said, the 11th verse we'll start. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on something. Now, you got to put it on now, huh? Come on now. You got to come on out fighting now. We fighting a battle here, and the battle is hot. All from the north, south, east, and west, the battle is hot, people. And you need to take notice today. Take notice of these conditions that is presented to us. Now, God has put these things upon this earth, allowed them to be. And ain't nothing we can do about it because he already allowed them to happen. As sad as it is, we have to deal with it and battle the blaze. Do you see? Because it's going to and fro. See, that unfriendly fire is going out to wipe people out. But that friendly fire, what did it happen on the day of Pentecost? That friendly fire set them aflow and aglow, you see, and they begin to what change things. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because when he said in Acts 2, say, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. It began to fill up everything. And after that happened, he said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, what? Like as a fire. And it was glowing all over the place, and it was making things hot, and people couldn't stand still no more. They had to begin to start speaking in tongues, and it loosened their tongues. It loosened everything else that was wrong with them. You hear what I'm saying? God set fire to the place because they sit there and they waited until it happened. See, he might have not happened the first day, but 100-something days later, that's when it started appearing. Oh, let me tell you, the devil is working today. He's working as hard as he can to do what? Bring down your temples, bring down your home, bring down your esteem, bring down everything that you thought good, every dream you had. He trying to burn it down to the ground. This is what he trying to do with you now, but today we tell him he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. We gonna be a flame for Jesus. We gonna be that fiery flame that go to and fro and glow and illuminate the dark places. That's what we are going to do today. That's what you're going to do, because we decree it right now. It shall be at this hour. You got on all your armor right now. Oh, praise God, like the fireman. He has all his equipment. God has given you your equipment. He said, what we going to do with it when we stand against the devil? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, huh? The darkness of this world. See, all that's going on now, that unfriendly fire, is nothing but the darkness of this world happening. And it's doing what? And against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know there are high places going on now with spiritual wickedness. They don't know anything else to do but wickedness. So therefore, God has given you the armor to fight in this fire and to be strong and religious right now in the name of Jesus. You ought to say amen right now because he done told you to stand. When there ain't nothing else to stand, stand anyhow. You say, I'm standing. If I don't even see a road to stand on, I'm still standing. Because I know a road is going to come there in a few minutes. Because God said if I stand in the battle, he going to make me the battle axe in the time of the battle. That the war is already won. You don't hear me today. Oh, yes, the war is already won. He said, I give unto you power. Oh, I love that scripture. He said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So if you got the power of the Holy Ghost, that means you are burning flame, and you going to and fro and burning out everything that's not like God, that's in your life right now. You need to stop lying to yourself, because if you keep lying to yourself, you going to burn up, and the fire ain't going to be so friendly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your armor is not fixed up for the fire. It's not resistant, fire resistant. They tell me they make some of the children's clothes fire resistant. I don't know why they making the clothes fire resistant. Because the house don't be fire resistant, so it catch fire. My God, my God. But you think about it. The fireman puts on fire-resistant boots and fire-resistant clothes and a helmet that won't melt, also, and a mask on his face so he won't be overcome by the smoke. But God gave you the same thing. He gave you some armor, praise God, to stand when there ain't nothing else to stand on. Oh, glory to God. He said, take on you the whole arm of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, you got to stand. And then he tell you in the 14th verse, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, you all covered up with fire resistance. Oh, hallelujah, you can't burn that out. Not caught because you're in the friendly fire. You got on fire resistant clothes, armor that won't melt or burn. Lord have mercy. He saying your feet showed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See the fire resistant on your feet. Your feet ain't gonna burn either. You trod through the flames. The more the enemy throw out the flames on you, the more you can withstand it. The hotter it get. My God, you still go through it. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Ain't nothing going to hurt you. That's what he said in the word. Nothing by any means shall hurt you, because you got power over those flames. You got power over all the enemy's work. In the name of Jesus today, hallelujah. You got the right equipment on. Now go and go out there and get some cheap equipment. You buy that old dollar store equipment, and the first thing it's going to do is melt. And the next thing you know, you going to burn. You may have 40-degree burns on your body or whatever, but you in a burn center now because you didn't pay attention. You tried to be cheap with God's stuff. You didn't want to get the best equipment so you can put on your feet the gospel of peace. And he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. You got to have a shield when you go in. You see all the equipment that the firemen have. He got his clothing and his helmet. He got rubber boots on that won't melt. He got a canvas coat on. That's fire resistance. He got everything on in a mask. He got a long hose to fit whatever kind of flame is firing out on him. And he can take it out in one kind of thing. After he begin to prepare what kind of rubber holes I need for this flame. See, you have everything you need for the flames that's coming against you, the afflictions that's coming against you, the persecutions that's coming against you, the naysayers that's coming against you, and the people that's lying on you. You got all types of equipment for it because God gave it to you. Through faith, you have this equipment to fight that unfriendly fire. Oh, my God, you are about to rescue somebody else, you see, because you are well prepared to go through the flame so you can help others that ain't prepared. You can help bring them out of the fire. Oh, I thank God for it. You know, God say, I give you power so you can go in and take them out of the fire. You can hate even the clothes that is smelling like a smoke. You can help them, praise God, get rid of the smoky smell, and they can become clean. Remember the Hebrew boys when they went into the fiery furnace. Now they didn't go in there on their own accord, but they went in there because the king didn't like what they were doing, praying to their God and worshiping their God. But they told them, you know, some old agnostics, you know, some of those people that may be in your church right now, that's always stirring up trouble and talking about this ain't right and that one ain't right and the other one ain't right and, you know, that wasn't from God and all these things they're going on with. Let me tell you, that ain't nothing but stirring up a fire, and you stirring up an unfriendly fire. God didn't tell you to start an unfriendly fire. He started the friend fire, friendship and happiness and love to one another, and stop trying to do all that and make people get thrown in some other kind of fire. But let me tell you one thing, God can turn any fire around to what he wanted to be, because when the Hebrew boys was in there, let me tell you, there was friendly fire, because Jesus went in there with him. Oh my God, the Bible said that the man said that, listen, didn't we throw three in there? I said, well, I see four in here, and he looked like the Son of God. Oh my God, you see him in there, consuming that fire that it won't touch you. It ain't gonna burn the hair on your head. You ain't gonna smell like smoke on your clothes, because you are in there with Jesus, and he is your protector. You know, you can buy some spray cans, and they talking about that protects against fire. I don't know how true, because I never tried it. My God, I don't think I want to. It might not happen. My God, but I'll tell you one thing. People got all kind of things saying gonna protect you from getting fired. They got bags to put your money in and your papers in. Say it'll protect you from fire. I don't know if that works either, but Lord have mercy, it's a thought anyway. Something to protect your goods from a fire. But God has all kind of weapons to keep you from burning, to keep you out of hellfire too. And you got to know which one to use. I tell you what, I'm standing on his word, and I'm standing on his promises. I'm standing on what the word of God say. He said he don't care what you go through, the fire, he gonna be there with you. You go through the water, he's gonna be there with you. You can go in hell and he's still there. Wherever you go, God's gonna be there, so you can't run from God. You might can sit up and try to get a good language, you'll talk a good talk, and talk your way out of something, but honey, let me tell you, you can't talk your way out of hell, because hell is hot, and when you go and misuse God's word, and misuse God's people, you're going to experience some hell hot stuff. My God, it's going to be hot liquid. You ever had a hot pot, a ball over on you? You see hot liquid, you holler loud, don't you? Oh, my God, I hope you ain't in that pot today. I hope you got your garments on. I hope you got your shield of faith on. And he say, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It don't matter what the wicked put on you, you can withstand it. God give you protective covering. custody, covering. I mean, praise God, hallelujah. And when that thing protects you, ain't nothing can help you, hurt you, or harm you. You see, the wicked can come in. You know, they always invent new things. They got new sayings to try to get out of wiggly way out of things. But, honey, let me tell you, you can wiggle out of for me, but you ain't going to wiggle out of for God. God got your number. God got your number every time, I'm telling you. So straighten up and fly right. You know, that was an old song they used to say many years ago, straighten up and fly right. It's time for you to straighten up. Right now, come out your sin, because you got to do what? Have on a helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in your hand. Oh, it's going to be a two-edged sword. Honey, God, it's going to fight every which way. You can't escape it when you get to swinging it around. You saying, devil, you're not going to take my children. Devil, you're not going to take, let's put it this way, you ain't going to even take my church. My God, say my pastor may be going through right about now, but I'm going to hold up my pastor's hand. I'm going to stand in the gap for him and help him get through this. I'm not going to be the problem. I'm going to be a solution. I'm going to be some of that water that the with the whatever they put in the holes when the firemen shoot on the fire to put it out. I'm going to be that kind of stuff, spraying it all over my pastor. That's what I'm going to do instead of trying to harm them and bring them down and talk about them bad when they going through with me and my problem. Oh, glory to God. See, you got to have everything on. My. Then the scripture tell you, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. All perseverance and supplication for all the saints. See, you can't just pick out who you want. You want to pick out your family and nobody else's family. See, you think God wants that selfishness? No, honey. He say all saints, supplication for all saints, persevere for all the saints. That's all of them, including your pastor. You may hate your pastor. You may hate your bishop. You may hate your evangelist. Everybody got all this hate because they can't do what they want to do, so they want to start the hate factor going on. But let me tell you, put that hate factor out of fire. Put that fire out right now. Huh? It done flamed up in here enough. Get rid of it. It's in your home. It's all over you. You ain't even see it in your home. You letting anything in your house. You letting the bugs in your house, the snakes in your house. Honey, you got everything crawling up in your house, and you don't know why. Lord, have mercy. That's a fire started right there. An unfriendly fire has come to your house because of what? You opened the door for it. In Jesus' name today, we putting out some fires right now. Oh, glory to God. It's time to put the fire out. Call the fireman up. Call that truck up right now. Say, come on, we got a fire going on over here. Oh, I like it when the Holy Ghost fire take over church service. Let me tell you, I was in a church, and they called the fire truck, and we was wondering why the fire truck was to the church. He say, somebody reported a fire. I said, well, the building on fire with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire was burning up in there. Lord, have mercy. I like that kind of stuff. I like miracles like that that's going on. You know, when man don't understand what God is doing. You know, this is the problem today. Man do not understand what God is doing. God gave us that power to put the fires out, the fires of hell out of our life. Those things that's going to take me right dead into it, I need to get rid of it. Anger. You're discontent about everything in life. You don't like the stove. You don't like the house. You don't like the car. You don't like the church. You don't like the preacher. What do you like yourself? Do you like yourself? I don't think half of these people like their own selves. You see, they got a fire of hate burning inside of them because of something happened years ago in their past. And I told you before, you know what? Don't look back and grab hold of the past. Don't regret things in your past. They already done happened. could forget it and move forward. See, this is what it's time to do. Move forward. After the all the flames are gone and everything is burnt out, you brand new with Christ Jesus. You know, the Holy Ghost has made you brand new now, and you're building again. You see, you're building what God wants you to build now, not what you see. What had to burn out was what? That which you built. See, self-built. That had to burn down, you know. That is a stronghold that had to burn down. And then God had to put it out in order to rebuild you a new fire, a fire of illumination, huh, where you are brilliant, huh, where you're serving God with all your mind, heart, soul, and body, where you are inspiring yourself and other people also. See, that's what you just started. We just started today. This is a force now that's come forth and taken over. Taken over now. You just rebuilding it right now, right now, right now. You ain't angry no more. You ain't hostile no more. You ain't got a long face no more. You know how you wrinkle up your eyebrows all the time because you're mad. You see, and you get 10 wrinkles in your face, see, and then you wonder how come you look old and you ain't but 20.
Oh, come on.
You see, huh? You make yourself old being mad and angry and disagreeable and nothing ever satisfy you. And somebody give you what you say you like, you still ain't satisfied. You know, that is nonsense stuff. See, you're keeping the fire burning, fire of hate, and you got attitudes and all these things. I don't know how you can say you're a Christian and say, hallelujah, and you got the baddest attitude in town. I don't know how you do it. I mean, somebody please call me and tell me how people do that. If I'm mad, I can't be all, and you know, all of that if I'm mad. You know, Holy Ghost just don't work in me that way. I don't know how he work in you. See, my fire be burning, it burns, okay? I lose the hate, I lose the meanness, I lose all that. You mad, stay mad. Don't come around me with it. I want some happy people. I want happy people because I want to be happy.
Yes, Lord.
I want to smile.
Yes,
I don't want all them wrinkles in my face.
Come on.
Just because I'm older don't mean I got to look older. See? And the madder you get, squinching up your face and always angry, you're going to look old quick. And don't get mad at me because I look good. Hello now. See? I let the fire burn out. I let the fire burn out all the hate. All the anger.
Yes, Lord.
See, I let the fire burn it out, that other fire burn it out. Now, when that fire burned it out, I became a new person. I want to be happy and I want to stay happy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I want my Holy Ghost fire to burn. And when you come up to me, I want you to catch on fire. And when you catch on the fire, I want to hear you say, hallelujah, Jesus. Start speaking. My God, we starting something up in here. Hey, yada-da-da-bohosha. Start the fire up in here. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. See, that's what I want. That's what I love, when you can start the fire burning. You just brought your own matches. You ain't looking to borrow matches for some. You like the 10 virgins that wasn't so wise, didn't bring their own oil, didn't bring no oil, didn't want somebody else to give them some. And then see, you come up and you want to borrow somebody's matches. I'm trying to start my own fire. I'm lighting my own lamp. You know, don't mess with me. Go get your own matches. Go to the store and find you a box of matches. Buy you a box. You know, that's what we tell them, because what? We already start stuff. Listen here, we wrecked the devil's kingdom by praise, glorifying God. Wreck him up. Make him nervous. Instead of you being nervous, make the devil nervous. Let me tell you, because when that fireman go in that house, he don't think of nothing but tearing up something. They tear your house down even if it ain't no big fire. They'll tear it down. You got to do that to the devil's kingdom right now. You tell the devil, say, devil, the wrecking crew is here. And it finna tear your kingdom down. Talk to him. Get it a bohusha. My God, hallelujah. Talk to him now. Listen, God gave you the power to make the devil nervous, still allowing him to make you nervous. And you succumbing to everything he tell you, everything he tell you to do, you doing it. Then you go say, God told me. The devil is a lie. God ain't told you to be mean. God ain't told you to be nasty talking to people. God ain't told you all that. Now stop lying on God for something bad happened to you. And it won't just be a fire. You see, we go and do these things, and then we blame God for them. God told me, no, I don't believe God told you that one now. You better come back again. I'm trying to rescue you. You see what I'm saying? Rescuing you is what? The word of God. Rescue you with the love of God. If I exhibit love to you, I can rescue you. Do you get the picture? That is what I can do today. Rescue you from that flame. I don't want you to go into everlasting torment.
Come on now.
I'm trying to rescue from that. I'm taking my time out on this broadcast to rescue you from torment. From torment. Now, you may not like my style. That's good. That's all good. It's your choice. Okay? It's your choice. But my style is my style. Your style is your style. And the other preachers, that's their style. Yeah. But now, listen. The truth is the truth. I don't care whose style you hear. And you cannot get around the truth.
And that is
true. See? And that is the truth. Because what did Jesus tell us? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, through Jesus Christ. Now, you can call anybody else name you want, all them other folks, Buddha and everybody else. Jesus, you ain't getting up to God unless you say Jesus. Now, when you try it anyway, he said, you coming. You're trying to come as a thief and a robber, and you ain't making it. You're not going to make it because that fire going to just do what? Burn you, and you become ashes and fall to the ground to what you were already.
Thank you,
nothing but ashes.
Thank you.
Nothing but ashes. Do you want to be ashes today? Do you want to be ashes today? Answer the question. Talk to yourself. You do not want to talk to me. Talk to yourself. Get in the mirror, look dead in your own eyes, and let your eyes tell you who you are. Tell you what kind of fire you are presenting. When people see you, when that alarm ring, when you get in the presence of people and that alarm start ringing, there go the fire bell, there go the fire. Watch out, watch out. What are you? What kind of fire is they going to find? Friendly or unfriendly? What kind of fire are they going to find? One that angry fire? A fire that when it hits is so angry till it burns quickly? Is it that kind? Think about it. Talk to yourself today. If you never talk to yourself again. Talk to yourself. Now, I'ma quit for a little bit now, you know, because let me tell you. Well, a fireman job is a hard job. See? And God gave us a hard assignment here to put out fires and to start fires. I know it sounds confusing, but we put out them evil fires. Fires of hate, anger, disillusionment, and selfishness, and oh my God, backbiting, and all that. Well, they lying on me. Well, you lying on yourself, or you ain't told the truth in the beginning. Do you get the picture? Now you say, well, you talking to me, I don't know you. You know, I'm so glad I can't see you. Okay, so you can't say I'm talking to you. Because people so busy sit up in church, talking about the preacher talking to me, and she talking about me. Who got time to point you out? If you want to be angry and go into torment, that's your business, because you made the choice. I tried to pull you out, you tried to jump in. You see the difference? Now you around trying to jump in, trying to find fault, everybody but yourself. And then you spread it around to somebody else. Say, well, you know, they don't understand me, and they said this, and they said that, and they said that. Who is they anyway? They is who? Figment of somebody's imagination. That's who they are. And you're always trying to start a fight. They is always trying to start the wrong fight. A tormenting fight. A fire that's hot as the Hebrew boys' fire was on. The man turned up the heat. See? Now, but joy is going to turn up and melt you. Didn't melt them because they had Jesus on their side. But you have yourself, which you only see yourself and what you want. You want to be controlling everybody. Hello, so I must be talking to somebody today, God. You want to control everybody. You want to control the temperature of the fire. You want to control how you start a fire. You start a fire, you start it with a match. And if you don't start it with a match, you have to have the fuel to start it with. You always carrying around a bucket of gasoline to start a fire. Come on now, hallelujah. I'm trying. See, I was trying to be nice and go. I was trying to quit. Praise God, hallelujah. But let me tell you, if need be, we'll continue on again on the next broadcast. And thanking God for your attention right now. Watch out for that fire. Because the fire truck is on the way.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that fire. That fiery word. You know, when you talk about that fire, a fireman do what it takes to put out a fire. If he got to kick in the door, knock out the windows, this is what he do, just to get in to put out the fire. But see, that's what we got to do with these, with our salvation. If you want to be burning hot for Jesus, light it up. But if you want to go out the other direction, that's on you, because we got to understand where is our fire coming from. Is it friend or is it foe? See, this is what we got to understand. Where is it coming from? What do we want? How do we want to act? Where do we want to be? What do we need? You know, but we got to understand how to present and how to put out these evil fires. But, you know, when I heard Apostle was just talking and she said about the fire, but, you know, a fire, when people be talking and with all the yang-yang and all going around, that makes that unfriendly fire jump from place to place. Like a forest fire, it jumps from place to place. And a few months back, I saw on the news where it was a fire and it was a tornado fire, where the fire turned into a twister light. So how can we explain that? What do we need to do for this not to happen to us? This not to happen to us spiritually. So we need to understand, where is our spirit at today? Are we on fire for the Lord, or are we on fire for the devil? This is the only two things we need to understand that life is about. You're either with the Lord or you're against the Lord. So how is your fire burning today? Is it a evil fire, or is it a friendly fire? Is it a godly fire, or is a fire for of the devil, because you got people out there running around now that's straight evil. So you got to understand where you coming from, because you either going to be in the evil fire or you're going to be in the good fire. You either be going to be in fire with God or you're going to be fire with the devil. So we got to find out where we lie in these things. You understand what I'm saying? So if we want to, like Apostle said, if you want to be fireproof, put on your armor. Put on all what you need, your shield of protection. Put on your protection. Get your protection ready, or otherwise you're going to be burnt to a crisp. You're going to be back to the ashes. You're not even going to be dirt. You're going to be ashes that blow away, because you're not even going to be no one's imagination anymore. You're just going to be out there. So this is what we got done. So let's stay in the fire for the Holy Ghost. Let's stay with the fire for God. Let's get into it. Let's burn it up, you know. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And, you know, that topic was the battle that you're in. You know, and she was talking about that fire. So, you know, today if you feel your fire going out, you know, it's like you burn paper. You have a whole bunch of paper, and you burn that paper, that wood. And, you know, when you take that stick and you take and you just move it all around and you see that little spark underneath, when you think your fire is out, it's not. And she was giving you some keys today. So, you know what? You go ahead and you read Ephesians 6, starting from the 11th chapter. And if you want, you can even start from the verse 10, talking about that soldier and the equipment that you have to put on for God. So today, if your armor have a hole in it or whatever, guess what? Take it off, go fix it up, and put it back on, and know who is the one in front of you. Know who you serve. Know who you are serving today. I tell you, friendly fire is the best fire. It is the best fire. Today, you be a light in someone's darkness. What darkness? You know, that unfriendly fire? You just go and you just take your fire, your friendly fire, and just spread it over them. Say, devil, not today. You don't have no power. Because I know who I serve. My daddy is bigger than your father. Okay? So just know today, the Bible says the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Give it to him today. Give it to him today and do what you're supposed to do today. You can't sit there and battle and say, woe is me. What can I do? I heard Apostle say, don't be the problem, be the solution. So be the solution today and stop being that problem, because that problem is that unfriendly fire. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. And like I say, it's some awesome listening. You can share it. You can listen to it as many times as you want. Or you can even go on her Facebook page and you can listen and tune in. Just click on it. I tell you, some awesome listening. We have already started our Thanksgiving drive. It's never too late. You can send in your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And that's at the City of Victory. Or you can visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. or every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 6 p.m., and that's at 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. every Friday night. We have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. It's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we allow the enemy to steal from us. Our joy, take it back. Our peace, take it back. Our unsaved loved ones, take it back right now. I tell you, tear the devil kingdom down, and he know that he cannot win in this battle. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.